Kellyanne Conway sitting on the White House couch. Well, we're going to tell you what Nancy Pelosi's totally incomprehensible response to that was. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Arlington fire investigators are looking for the cause of a house fire last night that killed one person and left another in critical condition. That fire broke out around 9 o'clock on a home on South Grant Street. Fire officials say hoarding conditions hampered efforts by firefighters to get into the house and reach the fire. Metro, Blue, and Yellow Line riders, be aware, the first phase of SafeTrack Surge 13 is now underway. All Blue Line trains and Yellow Line trains between Huntingdon and Mount Vernon Square will only be coming once every 24 minutes.
The long wait times are because of continuous single tracking between the Braddock Road and Huntington Van Dorn Street stations. Alexandria City Mayor Allison Silverberg says this is
the last surge in Virginia. I've dubbed it the last of the Mohicans.
And one last time, Virginia officials say avoid Metro. But Kathy Hudgens with the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors says
don't just hop in your car.
Take a bus instead, like the free Dash shuttle between King Street and the Pentagon. If you're heading downtown, take an ART bus from Crystal City to Courthouse or Roslyn and get on the Orange Line. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Korea has fired four ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan. At least three of them came within 200 miles of the Japanese coast. Swift reaction from South Korea.
Acting President Hwang Kyo-an said that they were acting in defiance of the international community, also saying that the consequences of a nuclear-armed North Korean regime will be appalling beyond imagination.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Key members of Congress say they will honor President Trump's request to investigate his claim that former President Obama had Mr. Trump's phones tapped during the campaign.
We learned late Sunday night that the FBI asked the Justice Department on Saturday to refute the president's assertion that President Obama had ordered wiretapping. This sort of wiretapping would be illegal.
Correspondent Athena Jones. As early as today, President Trump could sign a new executive order banning travel to the U.S. from certain countries.
Now, even right up until the last minute, the administration is making tweaks to the order, and sources say there's even a debate among Trump advisors about whether or not Iraq should be removed from the list of Muslim-majority countries from which travel will be cut off.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. One of D.C.'s busiest fire stations is about to reopen after being closed for months for a $9 million renovation. Mayor Muriel Bowser will be on hand today for the reopening of Engine Company 16 on 13th Street Northwest. That station was built in 1932. Signs of spring can be seen all around us, from flowers and trees to bugs.
Well, everybody has been grooving on this warm weather, so have the bugs.
And Mike Ralph, an entomologist with the University of Maryland, says while you may be swatting at mosquitoes and stink bugs already, there is an upside.
There are also very important natural enemies. These are basically bugs that eat the pest bugs. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and maybe they'll be able to put a beat down on some of these egregious invasive pests as well.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,006, the NASDAQ at 5,871. Sports, the Wizards come from behind to beat Orlando. College ball, the Maryland women win the Big Ten tournament for the third year in a row. Navy loses. NHL, the Caps host the Stars tonight. And in Florida, the O's win, the Nats lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
Oh. The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL. accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want clean carpets again? A Zero Res Clean is the best. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway heading through Largo past FedEx Field on the outer loop. Thank goodness police have arrived to that broken down box truck that's right in the center of the Beltway. I was afraid that could potentially be a crash. So they are now in the center with flashing lights on to warn everybody. Outer loop at 202. 270 southbound. Boy, we're jammed this morning. Germantown to get past the latest crash at Shady Grove Road. Stay to the right to get by. It's now looks like two right lanes are open. Northbound 95 and Laurel bunched up to the crash at 216. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Laurel slow past 197 due to the incident. The George Washington Parkway, you're in the hot seat too. Northbound past the overlooks with the incident. Canal Road, oh boy, almost coming off of the chain bridge, slows. In fact, just at a crawl past Arizona Avenue to get down toward Georgetown University. Crews were checking for that incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now will be for some milder weather and some wetter weather to come in here over the next couple of days. We're on the backside of high pressure, so a nice southerly flow, 57, increasing clouds today. Chance of showers tonight, 46, on and off rain showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Some gusty south-southwesterly winds, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Centerville, 28 in Bowie, 35 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A Russian lawmaker urges a ban on Beauty and the Beast over a gay character. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line now is Robert Costa, a writer for the Washington Post, and a man who's been covering the activities of the weekend that we're all focusing on this morning. Good morning to you, Robert. How are you?
Oh. Apparently not so good.
We will reestablish with Robert. I don't know what happened there. Listen, there is a lot to talk about with regard to the activities of the weekend. The president very upset, believing that the former president had tapped his campaign back when in the waning days of the campaign, and says that this is improper. Joining us now on the line is Robert Costa at the Washington Post. Good morning to you, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. Great to join you.
I want to play a cut from you from ABC this week. It's former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, and I think he has the right take on it. I'd love to know what you think about it. Here is Michael Mukasey from ABC this weekend.
This is the difference between being correct and being right. I think the president was not correct, certainly, in saying that President Obama ordered a tap on a server in Trump Tower. However, I think he's right in that there was surveillance and that it was conducted at the behest of the attorney of the Justice Department through the FISA.
Yeah, see, I think that's what may have gone on here. If you take it with some of the reporting that's been out there as being accurate, it would appear that there was something sent to the FISA court and there was some kind of monitoring. And then we hear a lot of denials that there was no wiretapping. Well, maybe wiretapping was an imprecise word. Is that part of what's going on here?
We've seen no evidence so far from the intelligence community or from the Justice Department that there was wiretapping authorized by a FISA court or even requested within a FISA court.
Hold on. All these reports that have been out there that have been widely reported, New York Times and elsewhere, that there was a petition in June and a petition in October for the FISA court, and that the June one was rejected and the October one was accepted.
Well, I know at the Washington Post we're still reporting that aspects of this story. It is very murky. You are right. It is unclear exactly what kind of activities the government in different capacities, whether it was a FISA court or not, did to investigate possible connections with Russia and the Trump campaign. That remains the key reporting target for places like the Times and the Post. And we're just trying to figure out what exactly was requested, what was done as these connections were being investigated, which were certain they were being investigated.
And we know that in October of last year, Slate ran a piece on a Trump server communicating with Russia. At the same time, Hillary Clinton tweeted out, computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump organization to a Russian-based bank. All of this just coincidence with that FISA request in October?
We'll have to see. What we've seen so far is that the Justice Department has denied and the FBI have denied.
Well, but they have denied the word wiretap, haven't they?
That's
correct.
But there are many other ways that something could be surveilled, correct?
Sure, we could speculate. We could speculate about a lot of things. I think on something so sensitive as this, it's we have to be careful about what we believe happened, what we know happened.
Well, the reason I'm focusing on this because I think that there's some word games going on here. Mike, cut 29, if I could, please. This is former DNI director Clapper talking this weekend. Take a listen.
For the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time or as a candidate or against his campaign.
I think the word wiretap is something that people who are not familiar with how this all works use in a rather colloquial way.
Right.
But it's an inexact word when we realize that there are like half a dozen different ways that something can be surveilled. Are they playing word games here, or do you think it's just that I'm cutting too fine a point?
I think your speculation is warranted, and it aligns with what I'm hearing out of my sources in the Republican Party and in the White House. I spoke to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes over the weekend, and he said there is a lot of leaking going on and a lot of questionable activity going on, in his view, against Trump that traces back to the campaign. People within the White House tell me they believe the so-called deep state, that's their phrase, is working against Trump and has been since the campaign, talking about the embedded bureaucrats and intelligence officials in Washington. So this is certainly a point of view that even if so-called wiretapping is being denied, that other surveillance may have happened. But I'm just hesitant to say as a reporter that we can assert that because there hasn't been conclusive proof on a lot of these things.
All right, fair enough.
Because even Obama's former speechwriter, John Favreau, tweeted, he said this, I'd be careful about reporting that Obama said there's no wiretapping. Statement just said that neither he nor the White House ordered it. So this is his former speechwriter coming out and basically saying, just watch the wording of the entire thing. Let me ask you a question about Donald Trump, our president, asking for an investigation into maybe the previous president. Ordering an investigation here, or asking for an investigation into this entire thing, do you see any way in which this could backfire on President Trump?
Politically, it could. I mean, I think your questions are all very valid, and everyone today is going to try to find out more information about what was actually done, if anything, on surveillance in a broad way last year during the campaign, because those answers need to be answered. Those questions need to be answered. I think that's what the president was trying to stoke a discussion on this, even though he made these allegations without conclusive public evidence at all. He made them based on reports he had made read online. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what exactly was done, if anything, within the intelligence community in terms of keeping an eye on the Trump campaign. To what extent was there an investigation that included different kinds of activities, if there were any?
You certainly make the case in the Washington Post article that's on the paper, front page of the paper today, that the president is not a very happy man at the moment.
He's fuming about all this. He believes that there is a conspiracy of sorts against him. He is digesting news all the time. He reads these reports in different websites about possible so-called deep state activity against him, or Obama officials leaking against him, and so he believes that he rather rock the boat on this and make somewhat unfounded allegations without evidence to try to rupture the intelligence community. And it's an unprecedented moment to have a president really at war with elements of the intelligence community. I mean, it's something we haven't seen in a long time, if ever.
All right, well, we have to leave it right there. Robert Costa with the Washington Post, we really appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
All right, you've heard Robert Costa give his analysis. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Mary's going to tell you what she thinks about it. We want to know what you think about it. Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It is now 8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning. This is a tough one getting into Georgetown. Here's the situation on Canal Road. Right as you come off of the Chain Bridge and Claire Barton Parkway, Canal Road is slow that entire stretch to get on toward the university over toward the Key Bridge. Problem was a report of a steel plate that shifted. And now that I have DDOT moved the camera around, you can see that that left lane is still blocked. Inbound Canal Road only leaving one right lane to get by as you merge off of Foxhall Road. So Foxhall also affected, MacArthur Boulevard. Here's a story on George Washington Parkway. If you're taking that southbound, you're going to hit the delays just south of 123. So that's a long lineup as well to get you down toward the Key Bridge and the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Northbound side of the GW Parkway had a tire changer, was blocking a lane. Looks like they finally moved on, but now it's about clearing out those northbound delays. For 270, coming southbound, south of Shady Grove Road, crash activity along the left side and the Virginia Beltway. It's been a struggle on the outer loop coming off of 95, heading toward the Wilson Bridge. The crash before Telegraph Road still blocks the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Today we will see the sun with a high of 57 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, a few showers after midnight, though low of 46. Now tomorrow we start out with clouds, then we'll see some rain showers on and off during the afternoon with a high of 67 degrees. The winds could occasionally gust tomorrow over 40 miles an hour. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 37 degrees.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The issue isn't whether the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign or transition or certain of its surrogates. The issue is the extent of it. Mm-hmm. They went into court a second time. They were so aggressive. They waited 4 or 5 months. They go back in October, weeks before the general election. They narrow their request. All of a sudden, we have leaks coming out on Flynn. Then we have a horrible meeting that took place between Sessions and so forth. And I'm telling you, as a former chief of staff to an attorney general of the United States in the Reagan administration, these are police state tactics. Now, what did Barack Obama know? He knew everything I just read you apart from one or two articles. You know how I know? It's in the newspapers.
Well, that's Mark Levin, who apparently got things stirred up over the weekend. And there are reports that one of the things that set Donald Trump off were some of the analysis that had been done of this by Mark Levin. So, look, you don't want to miss Mark Levin's show tonight here on WML. The great one will no doubt add more to this story. It will be great. It will be must-listen-to radio. So here's the thing. We're asking you, what do you think happened with all of this story? Everybody's got a theory, and I'm going to give you very quickly my theory, and Mary, I want to hear what your idea is, and then we'll take your calls and let you have your say. I think there is some there, and I think that the former Attorney General, Mike Mukasey, has it right, that the president used inexact language in talking about a wiretap. It's a commonly used term. It's thrown around a lot, but actually much of the surveillance that usually happens is not done in technically form of a wiretap. But were things being monitored? It apparently is so. There are many reports out there that there was a request before the FISA court in June, and in June that FISA request was denied. That's really rare, by the way. It is not very often that a FISA court request is denied. Then they came back in October, as Mark Levin has said, and they had a more narrowly focused request, and it apparently was approved. I went back and looked at the timeline. I said, okay, look, June and October, two key moments that we know apparently something big was going on behind the scenes we're just now learning about. Was there anything else that happened in June that was interesting? I found it very interesting that June is when they had that little meeting between the Attorney General and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix.
Okay.
Is it interesting that that's the same time that the FISA court request was going forward, the first one. Then I went back and I looked at October. I said, what happened in October? Well, they always talk about in a campaign there being an October surprise. And you read that tweet from Hillary Clinton a moment ago, mm-hmm. talking about, there's all this talk about a Russian server in the Trump Tower and this and that and the other. And her campaign even then put out press releases on this on October 31st, days before the election. That was also the time that the FISA court, apparently about the time when it was considering whether or not there should be an investigation. So I think those are more than coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they just jump out, and that doesn't quite sound right.
No, I agree. There are just far too many coincidences.
So much going on. Your thoughts, Mary?
And Tom Fitton, who was with us on Friday, mm-hmm. tweeted out, he said, forget Congress. Judicial Watch has at least a dozen FOIA requests pending on Obama's surveillance and leaks targeting Donald Trump. So there you go. We do know that judicial. And honestly, I think they'll probably get further than our Congress because the Republicans are just hapless at best. 888-630-9625, Tom in Springfield. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Start us off there, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. You two are great.
Thank you.
You're right. We need to dump the term wiretapping. That conjures up kind of Cold War, literally cutting into a wire. However, it would be extremely simple for Obama or one of his minions to simply go through the FISA court and request far increased surveillance of the Russian embassy, electronic surveillance of the Russian embassy, or any other known Russian telephone contacts in the U.S., and anybody with whom they're communicating. And that could be justified very, very easily without even mentioning the name of Trump. But it might catch any communications with
them. Yeah, you're absolutely right on that point. And has there ever been a situation where the Obama administration used some branch of its government? In this case, the allegation is that it was the Department of Justice and mm-hmm. the Attorney General. Has there ever been a situation where the Obama administration used some branch of their government as a political weapon? Let's see.
Well, not knowingly, and they didn't mean to do it.
Oh, you mean the IRS thing?
What was a low-level employee somewhere, like in Detroit or something. That wasn't done on
purpose. It's not as if there isn't something on record.
How dare you?
Donna and Frederick, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Donna?
Hi, good morning. I remember what they did to the Tea Parties. There are plenty of people who've been spied upon, but I think Trump's on to this. He wouldn't make this kind of tweet if there wasn't something behind it. And I think it's a very obvious blowback for what they're doing to Trump unfairly with this supposed Russian connection.
You know, I keep thinking about that, and I think you may be right, Don. I keep thinking this is rope-a-dope. In a way, I got a feeling that he knows a little something that he isn't sharing just yet.
President Trump,
yeah. I do believe that. Let's see. Andrew in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Mary, nice to hear you on the radio every morning.
Oh, thank you.
But, it's easy enough. They said they wanted Sessions to recuse himself because he couldn't be impartial. But now they want the White House to provide evidence. The White House, I think, pulled a very good stance, and they should stick with it and just play this. Say, look, you guys are saying that we can't be impartial. Let the Congressional Intelligence Committee investigate this. Let them request the FISA warrants. Let them request the president's daily briefs. And then let the bipartisan panel go through these things and find out what's true and what's not true. And you'll see the mainstream media and the Democratic Party all go freaking crazy because they know if that stuff starts getting pulled, all sorts of things are going to start to bubble up to the surface that they don't want to be known.
Yeah, because, here's the thing. All that stuff was going on when they thought they were going to win and that they would be in charge of all this stuff. Now they're not in charge of it.
Oh, that's sad.
And that means that, this information can be got at. It is now 8:23 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
And before you shop for replacement windows, you need to ask yourself, do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? If you buy your windows from any of those options, guess what? You're buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they get to you. What you want to do is you want to buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A-plus BBB rating that manufactures and installs safe and strong windows built in their local factory. Each window is custom-made just for your home and our local climate here in the Mid-Atlantic region. Thompson Creek Windows will improve the comfort of your home, increase the value, save you money on your utility bills. Win, win, win. Today, Thompson Creek is offering this special offer. Buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Thompson Creek Window Company, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
Now, 825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, on 270 southbound as you pass Shady Grove Road. Better news, the crash all confined to the left shoulder. It is definitely slow through Germantown and Gaithersburg, but again, the positive news, nothing is blocked. Once you get by there, pretty decent pace, really, to the split, whether you're heading on to the Virginia Beltway or extending into Bethesda. Now, let's get you around the Beltway passing FedEx Field. Finally, the broken down box truck safely cleared out of the travel lane. So all of your travel lanes open outer loop at 202. It is just a doozy here getting into Georgetown. Only one lane open on Canal Road. And this is where everyone feeds off of Canal Road, Foxhall Road, MacArthur Boulevard, inbound Canal Road in front of the university. They're doing emergency road work. They had a steel plate that shifted, and so they blocked the left side. This is a tough go into town. If you'd use the George Washington Parkway, that has a lot of volume just south of 123, just to give you a heads up on all that trip going into town. Update brought to you by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit ParkerPierce.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Nice dry start here to a Monday. Should stay dry through the afternoon and milder weather. Only hit 40 yesterday. Today, with increasing clouds, 57. Showers coming in as we head on through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, we're at 37 degrees.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's a good time for retirement snapshot. That would be my main piece of advice. If you're a federal employee, if you're a little bit uncertain, get a federal benefits review, see how that works towards retirement, and really make sure that you're knowledgeable on your choices just in case you do retire earlier than you thought or just in case any changes are needed in the future.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other. And you can save so much money. this could be the answer you're looking for. And it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Kids, let's make brownies. Meet me in the kitchen.
Not the kitchen.
For amazing kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and whole house remodeling, call Total Construction. For over 30 years, Total Construction has delivered the highest quality craftsmanship and materials, and we're A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau. Visit our showroom and select your dream kitchen today. For kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and more, call Total Construction, 703-201-3361, totalcc.biz.
Nancy Pelosi very awkwardly refuses to condemn Representative Cedric Richmond's comments about Kellyanne Conway. We'll have that for you coming up next. It is 8:30 WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. White House Senior Advisor Kellyanne Conway says a new executive order banning travel to the U.S. from certain Muslim-majority countries will be signed today. And what will be in it? Correspondent Laura Jarrett tells us.
We expect to see some pretty big changes to the new executive order. The most significant will likely be who is covered by the travel ban, as sources tell us that the new executive order will exclude legal permanent residents and those with existing visas at the time the order is signed. But even with all of these changes, immigration lawyers have signaled to us it's still safe to expect a flurry of action in the courts after this new order is signed.
North Korea has fired four ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan. Three fell within 200 miles of the Japanese coast. The U.S. and its allies are condemning the tests.
The timing, though, hasn't really surprised anyone. The fact is, last week, those joint military drills between the United States and South Korea started. These are the massive annual drills which the U.S. and South Korea say are defensive in nature and routine. But every single year, North Korea reacts to them. They see them as a dress rehearsal for an invasion.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's Metro's SafeTrack Surge 13 is now underway, and it's impacting riders on the blue and yellow lines for the next month. One person was killed in a house fire in Arlington last night. A second person is in critical condition this morning. Firefighters say their task was made harder by what officials are calling hoarding conditions at that home on South Grant Street. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,006. The Nasdaq at 5,871. Sports, the Maryland women win the Big Ten tournament for the third straight year. Navy loses. NBA, the Wizards beat Orlando. NHL, the Caps host the Stars tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means, that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead and lick those little furnace problems before they become big expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 28, the struggle is going to be northbound. The incident before you get to the toll road near Frying Pan Road. So again, northbound 28, big time delays here as you push in toward Chantilly and up toward the toll road. I want to think of some of your options. A lot of commuters are already taking 657 to parallel and instead of using 28. All right, let's get you on to 66. It's been uneventful heading through Manassas and Centerville, so that's in pretty decent shape. Now, as you pass 50, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, incident reported. On the George Washington Parkway, your delays begin south of 123 down to the bridges. Now, northbound the incident, the overlooks has been cleared. The big story getting into Georgetown, oh man, it is jammed. Canal Road, Foxhaw Road, MacArthur Boulevard, inbound Canal Road with only one lane getting by as you approach the university. It is a steel plate that shifted, so crews are out there trying to fix that and work it out. DC 295 south of Pennsylvania Avenue for the crash, and on the inner loop of the Maryland Beltway College Park as you merge off of 95 around to Route 1 for the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Push now for dry, milder weather. Yesterday was a chilly one. Now we'll see the temperatures respond to some sunshine early, increasing clouds later, 57. Tonight, milder, 46, showers after midnight. Tomorrow, all the way up to 67 on a gusty south-southwesterly breeze, and the chance of showers, especially in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Burke, 32 in Kensington, 36 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. So remember last week when we were talking about that joke that was made by Representative Cedric Richmond? He was at a dinner at the Washington Press Club Foundation.
Right.
This is a little bit in bad taste. Let's just flash back just a little bit here.
And you can just explain to me that circumstance, because she really looked kind of familiar in that position there.
Ah.
Talking about Kellyanne Conway.
I was
Conway,
just going to say,
right?
He's talking about Kellyanne Conway. You remember the picture. So remember what he just said, all right? And put it in context of Kellyanne Conway kneeling on the couch in the Oval Office. And a lot of people came out and said that was just a terrible thing for him to say. It was a very sexist comment to make. And the media, of course, did nothing to it and let it slide because he's a Democrat. So, of course, he let it slide. Well, this weekend, Jake Tapper had Nancy Pelosi on, and he brought it up, and he asked her about it.
Where is the Democratic Party in expressing outrage about this?
I wasn't at the dinner. I'm just finding out about this. But the fact is, I'm still in a sort of a state of what is going on here, that the person who occupies the White House is a person who was on that Hollywood video that said the crude things he said about women. You all are criticizing Cedric for something he said in the course of the evening, and he maybe should be criticized for that. I just don't know the particulars. But I do every day marvel at the fact that somebody who said the gross and crude things that President Trump said It wouldn't even be allowed in a frat house, and he's in the White House.
Wait a minute.
she's never been in a frat house, apparently.
She didn't just find out about this? It would have been out there for days. That's a disingenuous answer.
But see, this is what I love about the Democrats. What do? They deny. They have the shortest memories ever in history, and they are the most uninformed people to ever govern on the face of the planet. I'm just finding out about this, so I really don't know. Yeah. I know nothing about this.
But Donald Trump is bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Well, she circles the wagons.
At least Jake Tapper did not let her get away with
it. He did not, because he followed up on that.
I think we've covered the Access Hollywood tape quite a bit, but I guess the question is, if one criticizes only Republicans when they make crude comments, does that not undermine the moral authority if they don't criticize when Democrats make crude comments?
Well, I think everybody was making crude comments, and I just don't know. I wasn't at that dinner, but I was at the dinner last night at the Gridiron Club, and we were all, I think, quite... shall we say respectable? I'll look at what my colleague said there, but I do think that in the Oval Office we were always with decorum appropriate for the White House,
except for Bill Clinton.
I would say all
the Democrats, except for Bill Clinton, compared to what Kellyanne Conway did on that couch. But listen,
Cedric Richmond was just wrong to have suggested this,
and he got away with it.
It was sexist. It was crude, and it was absolutely out of line. And that Nancy Pelosi can't take a moment to condemn something that is that crude and that sexist. If the situation had been reversed.
Right.
And this had been some Republican who had made this comment about some Democratic woman.
Right.
You can darn be sure she'd be in there pounding the table. I'm not sure. I didn't hear. I need to look into it.
And if a Republican had done it, it would also be racist.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he is black and Kellyanne Conway is white. So it would also be racist. But I have to give her kudos. I'm going to give credit where credit is due, because she handled it beautifully. And I wish to God the Republicans would study the way Democrats respond to things like this and the way they handle it, and they would learn from it.
I've heard you say this a bunch, and you and I are going to disagree on this one, because I don't want Republicans to do something so disingenuous. I don't want a Republican to get on national TV and lie, and I think that's what the former Speaker of the House has done here. She has lied. She fully well knew what this was all about. I want people, when there is something outrageous, to be honest about expressing that outrage. And I don't want us to defend this kind of activity. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea to circle the wagons in this particular
And then you lose the seat, because he would have to resign. He'd have to step down.
Yeah, right.
He would. If this were a Republican, he absolutely would have been driven from office by now.
I don't disagree with that at all.
And he would have to resign. And I have a problem. Listen, I don't want people lying. I truly don't. I don't think that should be what our politicians do. However, when you have one side that consistently lies and gets away with it, and the media doesn't push them, then sometimes you have to play by the rules of the game that are being set by your opponents.
I reject that completely, because I don't think that we want to put ourselves in a situation of two wrongs making a right.
Okay, and you, like, what do I call it all the time? Where are you? You're up on Mount Lonely.
I'm on Mount Lonely.
And you'd lose a seat.
And at least I don't know that you would have lost the seat. I'm simply saying that I don't believe we ought to stoop to their tactics. And I think they are low, and they're despicable, and they will stand and defend Satan himself, and we ought to be better than that.
And as I said, the British felt the same way during the Revolutionary War, and you saw what happened there. It is 8:43.
It was war. It wasn't an ethical
war. And so was this. This is war. And they accused the Americans of not fighting ethically.
Well, no, I disagree with that.
Oh, see, but it's true.
It was war. All's fair in war, but this is public discourse.
But no, this is war.
No, it's not.
This is political war.
War is killing people. This is not killing people.
No, but they're killing reputations. And I have news for you. If you don't get certain agendas passed, you kill democracy.
Yeah, look, I know.
And you can kill our republic.
I know that when I go to my Twitter machine here in a moment, everybody's going to say, you're right, Brian. You're too nice. You need to get down in the dirt with these people.
Thank you.
I don't agree that we have to use the same tactics they do. We just need to be right.
Okay.
Well, and by the way, I look around right now. We are winning.
Michael says, good grief. Cue the French mistake from Blazing Saddles. There you go. It is 844 on WMAL.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com. That's nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Been challenging in some areas this morning, especially the Virginia Beltway for crews that are trying to deal with the vehicle that went over the guardrail, but between the guardrail and the sound wall. They're trying to figure out how to get it out of there. So it's along the right side, outer loop between Eisenhower Avenue and Telegraph Road. They just moved all the help equipment off to the right shoulder. So finally get that right lane open. Hope to see some improvement, but delays just north out of Newington heading toward the Wilson Bridge, an unusual backup. Let's go into Chantilly, north on 28. Delays continue to grow. The crash past McLaren Road before you get to Frying Pan Road. So again, northbound 28 south of the toll road for this accident activity and major delays. Major delays still getting into Georgetown Canal Road. We've had problems with the steel plate that shifted, and we were down to one lane in front of the university. Big pressure on not only Canal Road, but you can imagine Foxhall Road, MacArthur Boulevard, and all those feeder roads. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now will be for some milder weather and some wetter weather to come in here over the next couple of days. We're on the backside of high pressure, so a nice southerly flow, 57, increasing clouds today. Chance of showers tonight, 46, on and off rain showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Some gusty south-southwesterly winds, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're up to 39 degrees.
Been some interesting rumors about the singer Adele, but now one of those rumors is no longer a rumor. It is a confirmed fact. There have been some speculation that she was married, and a lot of people said, well, I don't know that she is. She's never really confirmed it. Well, she was at a concert and finally confirmed that she is indeed married to a man by the name of Simon Konecki.
That feeling when you first fall for someone is the best feeling on earth. Obviously, I can't go through with those feelings because I'm married now.
That's right. She's married and said he is my next person.
Wait, who is her husband? Konecki, yeah. Is her next person? Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to remember how it felt in the beginning of the relationship that inspired the record. And she said, obviously, I can't go through because I'm married now. I've found my next person.
Okay.
Well, I found my next person.
I was just curious because she says, obviously, I can't go through with those feelings because I'm married now.
That's right. She was talking about some other stuff that she'd sung about in the past. But now she's married, and Simon Konecki is her next person.
Oh, good
person.
For him. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah, very
good
happy about that.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
This movie apparently is knocking it out of the park. This movie, Logan, from the X-Men spinoff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, apparently, it did amazingly well at the box office this weekend, opening with a massive $85.3 million in North American theaters.
Wow.
And overseas and globally, much, much bigger than that. So apparently, this was the movie to see. It is his final performance as Wolverine, and it is apparently, from those who have seen it, Heather Hunter saw it. She said she liked it. liked it a lot. But it's darker and more adult, perhaps, than some of the other...
X-Men?
Yeah, the X-Men, right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's really amazing. That's a good turnout for that movie, the debut of 20th Century Fox's Logan, starring Hugh Jackman as Wolverine for the very last time.
He's been doing that for 17 years.
Hard to believe. Here is my favorite story of the day.
Ah.
Barbra Streisand is getting fat.
That makes you happy?
Yeah. Well, no, she says, and then she tweets out why she's getting fat. You know, most people get fat when they shove food down their pie hole. That's probably what makes most people fat, but not her. She's gotten fat because of Donald Trump.
It's not Bush's fault. It's at least refreshing.
Donald Trump is making me gain weight. I start the day with liquids, but after the morning news, I eat pancakes smothered in maple syrup.
Because apparently, what kind of liquids?
Apparently, when the thing she hears from Donald Trump forces her to open her mouth and eat pancakes.
God, first world problems, Barbra. First world problems, honey. on that note,
back away from the pancakes, Barbra. One other thing, Beauty and the Beast. That movie is out there. There apparently been much talk about this sort of gay moment.
Yes,
there's a gay moment. It's become very, very, very controversial that in the new movie Beauty and the Beast that there is a quote unquote exclusively gay moment. Well, the director says it's overblown, but I think it's actually going to hurt this movie quite a bit. A lot of people say, you know what? This is something that I wanted my daughter to see, but now I'm no longer going to take her to Beauty and the Beast. It's now 8:50 on WMAL.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
About 250,000 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Some will fare better than others, and here's one reason why. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Women diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer who are more social fare better than women who are more isolated. According to this new study out of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, women with more social ties were 43% less likely to see their breast cancer return and 64% less likely to die from breast cancer. Beyond moral support, friends and family can provide practical help, such as picking up prescriptions, cooking meals, providing transportation to doctor's appointments, said one expert at Johns Hopkins. Another expert at Georgetown said a woman's partner may also encourage her to see a doctor sooner if she has symptoms, as well as to eat right, exercise, and take her meds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul. You're stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a sucker. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
Just a dollar, let us make you breakfast. Like the grilled breakfast burrito with eggs, bacon, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours. Prices may vary, tax extra.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and for over a year now, you've heard Chris Plant rave about my office. Now, it's time to see for yourself. An unsightly smile or poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating throughout your entire body. With 25 years' experience, I could change it all in just one or two visits with Sedation Dentistry. Whatever your needs are, and without passing judgment, I can create the incredible results you want that you deserve to last for years. Don't put it off any longer. Start the new year by getting your mouth healthy and looking great again. And if you're one of the first 25 callers, your exam and x-rays are free. Yes, free. That's a value of $375. So join the hundreds of others who've made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or visit me on the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
855 now WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have a lot of late delays, and we continue to see the heavy pressure on Canal Road to get down toward Georgetown University with still plate that shifted, so we were narrowed down to just one lane. So Canal Road, MacArthur, Vauxhall Road, everyone trying to get down to that stretch with one lane just does not work. Also, Chain Bridge, heavy on Chain Bridge Road and coming off of Glebe Road as well. If you're using the George Washington Parkway, your delay is actually getting better. They begin at the overlooks, but quite slow to get down to both the Key Bridge and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Outer loop of the Virginia Beltway crash confined to the shoulder on your way to the Wilson Bridge before you get to Telegraph Road. But out of Newington, you have those 95 delays. And a quick note on 28, still with the crash cleanup northbound prior to the toll road near Frying Pan Road. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMEL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start here to a Monday. Should stay dry through the afternoon, and milder weather only hit 40 yesterday. Today, with increasing clouds, 57. Showers coming in as we head on through tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, we are at 39 degrees.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th.
Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is 8:59, Brian.
Yeah, coming up tomorrow, we'll hopefully have some information about the new immigration executive order from the president.
Oh, yes.
So that may be coming out later today, and if it does, we'll have complete coverage of that. Oh, looky there, it's Chris Plant.
Forward to having something else to become hysterical about myself.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
My adrenaline rush from the last bout of hysteria is now running dry. So it's time to have another. Got to get juiced up again. I today pottery. And